The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe. Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I'm Never Told You, production of iHeartRadio.
Annie, did you ever play or do those computer games where it taught you how to type?
Oh, I'm not sure I ever did that. I took typewriting. What's that called? I bet that is such a foreign concept to students
these days. Yeah, I did that too. It was in technology or like IT, like technology class. And we had a whole like typing class.
Yeah.
But when I was in third grade, there was this whole program. And if we earned our time, you can go in and do this game, computer program, and test yourself.
Oh.
And I would do that as a third grader and I loved it.
I didn't do anything like that, but we had competitions where, you know, you'd get those very complicated sentences to type out, complicated in terms of like the letters were far away from each other or whatever.
Right.
And whoever could type them out the quickest would get a prize, and whoever was the slowest had to do 10 push-ups. This was my typewriting class.
Okay, that's a dumb competition. A. B. So do you know how many words a minute you can type?
I used to, at my height, I want to say it was like 140, 160.
Yeah.
I bet I'm now like more of a 120 type of person, but who knows?
I have to watch myself type. I can't do the look away anymore.
That's interesting.
Like I don't know if I ever could. I have to watch myself because I do so many typos. And if I do it, I like come back and like, it's entirely typos. But I just wondered, because I was thinking about how, we talk about technology classes and it was all kind of optional, whether or not you wanted to do it as an elective. And of course, when we talk about tech school versus Bachelor of Arts type of program, which is a whole different thing. But I was thinking about that today, because today we wanted to talk about a woman who has been working to better prepare and train young women in her community in Nigeria, specifically when it comes to technology and STEM. So we are talking about Abisoye Ajayi Akinfoloren. And I'm so sorry if we butchered her name. It is a beautiful name that I'm trying to make sure I do justice to, but please, please forgive us as we are trying to pronounce it correctly. But she has been making history and change for the past 10 years, probably more, working and teaching young girls around the community about coding and technology, and has been pushing to close the gender gap in her country when it comes to the technology field.
She established her NGO, Pearls Africa Foundation Program, in 2012, and she started the foundation and left her full-time job to dedicate to her program, which gives women and girls the opportunity to learn technological skills for professional opportunities that are not often given to women. According to one site, there are less than 8% of Nigerian women in professional or technological jobs, and she wanted to change all of that.
Right. So the Pearls African Foundation offers several different programs to teach girls to learn to code and other types of programming. It seeks to prepare young girls to move on and have open opportunities in different educational and career-oriented programs. Their programs like Girls Coding, which is their flagship program, provides young girls who are typically underserved or oftentimes are not able to find these programs around them to get the educational opportunity of learning computer programming and coding, which will hopefully lead to STEM jobs and lead to them being able to be financially independent.
But it goes even further by having programs for those who are interested in fashion, hair, and other vocational opportunities. And it also seeks to help young women when it comes to addressing trauma, sexual health, mentoring, and learning everyday life skills through their safe space workshops.
Right. This program has so many things within that program that offers to teach a lot of life skills, and it's beautiful. And she's been a fierce advocate for so many of the young girls in Nigeria, but she's been a fierce advocate for herself. After the death of her mother at the age of 4, she would say that she learned to fend for herself. And at the age of 10, she found her love for programming and computers when she started playing with a computer during school break, but truly loved the world of IT when she interned with an IT firm after high school. So in her CNN interview, she states, "When I got introduced to the world of computer programming, I was just a natural with it. It just flowed. It's all about solving problems, and I never knew that I'd be looking for solutions to problems regarding less privileged girls."
Ajayi Akinfiloran went on to attend and graduate from the University of Lagos in Business Administration after graduating from the Nigerian Institute of Information and Technology. And recently, she graduated with a master's in public administration from Harvard Kennedy School as an Edward S. Mason Fellow. And about her program, she wanted to be able to teach other young girls how to problem solve and make change within their own communities and family. She goes on in her interview to say, "We also want the girls to be leaders and change agents. We code towards a purpose, so they try to solve problems relating to what they see."
And yeah, that's exactly what these young girls are doing. If you want to find her, just Google her name. And there's several different documentaries talking about what she's doing, including showing different young women creating new programs, whether it's a new app to help do direct sales for their family businesses, or being able to create sites in order to help organize business practices, or just being able to better market small family businesses. So it's really cool to see how they're doing this, talking about JavaScripts, HTML, things that I don't know, but I know is really smart. And these ladies are changing the livelihoods of their families and creating independence and bigger professional opportunities for themselves.
As PearlsAfrica.org states for their mission and philosophy, Pearls Africa believes in the value offered by young girls and women, and thus each one deserves a chance to achieve her goals, find her voice, and celebrate a life filled with achievements. We seek brilliance, focus on female strong points, produce well-rounded females, ladies, and promote development and transformation.
Beautiful. And Ajayi Akinfiloran continues to be recognized for her work and achievements, including being named one of the CNN heroes in 2018, BBC 100 Women of the Year, being honored by the United States Embassy in Nigeria. And we know there's so much more, and we're excited to see how much further she will go. And just a thank you to her for all of the contributions and continued hard work that she continues to do. I love seeing all of these different programs that they have developed. And if you go to their site, and if you look at any of her interviews, they do it all, it seems. They try to address as many issues that affect the young girls and women in her country. And it's quite moving to see how far they push and how far they've come and how much more she is continuing to do to serve her community and try to really advocate for the girls there and teaching them to advocate for themselves. So it's a glorious thing all around. And I do encourage you to go look at their site as well as just research what they are doing, because it is phenomenal.
Yes, I love all of this. It's amazing. Definitely go check it out. And if there's somebody that you want us to cover in this segment, or if a topic that you would really like us to cover, please send it our way. You can do that at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffImNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.